Welcome to Running Stories. My name is Paolo, and I am a passionate runner. Running marathons transformed my life many years ago. I have discovered that runners have amazing stories to tell. Those stories are healing stories, and stories that help. Running Stories is a radio show broadcasting some of these stories and giving voice to runners from the Run Forever Running Club, which welcomes anyone learning to run, not just the wall of the marathoner, but walls of any kind. These people dream to run forever. Hello everyone, I'm Paolo Maccagno and this is Running Stories, and we are here with Richard Skinner from Conair at HMP Grampian. So thank you very much, Richard, for accepting for
talking
a little bit here. So I wanted to, well, we had already some good conversation together. I would like maybe to talk a little bit about the Run Forever Running Club that is going for a few months already. So I wanted, you know, just to share a little bit how it is going and talking a little bit with you and knowing what is your perspective, what you heard about it. We have been part together for a celebration event at the beginning of June, Wednesday, 7th of June. We did this finisher event.
Yeah.
So you have been there, and we will talk a little bit about this. Maybe I will also say a few words, but I wanted to know from yourself, from your perspective, it was the first time that you really joined in the football pitch, the running club. So
I thought it was amazing. It's not what I thought it was going to be at all. Obviously, I was there taking the pictures and filming it, and the video will soon be on the TV system. It's just with the amount of footage that was shot of the day over the morning group and the afternoon group to edit it all together to make the film. I liked the whole process of it, of the meeting upstairs, that little discussion of what's going to be happening, how everybody felt. The usual asking any injuries, anybody like sore or anything like that, and then going down in that the warm up, rather than just being a 15-20 second warm up, 30 second. It was like you go through all the motions, and then I liked how everybody was helping each other, mainly. There wasn't really anybody that was just like speeding off in front of everybody else. It did feel almost like a club or a group of people that were out running together, rather than just everybody doing it for themselves. I like to see that.
That's really very beautiful to hear, in a sense, because many times, you know, we think of running as a kind of individual activity or a sport, and myself included. I mean, when I started doing running a little more, as an activity that I really felt something important in my life, I was thinking to it as a kind of solitary enterprise, having something to do with solitude. I think that there's some truth in that, but I also felt that actually being part of a running club is hugely important. So at the beginning I resisted that idea, and then I joined the running club, and it was really a very, very important experience. So that's what you are saying confirming my sensation, and I'm happy because actually I'm trying to bring exactly that idea. So running is not just training and getting fit and being able then to run a 5K or a 10K or a marathon, but is actually doing all this with others together. So probably we spoke about this the other times. I like to have a little bit of time before going to the football pitch and doing the running together, having some time to spend in what we call the dressing room, so the classroom. We have a nice classroom here in the prison, but the time we spend there, we parallel it to the idea of being in the dressing room. So we get dressed, and when you are really in a running club, you just spend some time to talk to each other, and maybe you have something in mind, some examples that you want to share with others. And in the same way, I bring for being really passionate about marathons, I bring some YouTube videos, and I'm saying this because it relates to what you were saying about running in a team. Mm-hmm. So one of the videos that we have watched together was about Kipchoge, this great athlete and champion who beated who did the world record, the sub 2 hours marathon, and it was in a sense you can see that great challenge, the challenge of an individual, right? Mm-hmm. He did it. But he also said something really important. He said that actually he did it because he wanted to open the gate for everyone else to pass under the sub 2 hours marathon first. And also he said, I did it, but it was really the work of a team. And we watched this video where he actually trained for many months in a team, helping him in doing, trying to achieve the record. And also when he did it in Vienne, actually he was not alone. There were 8 people, I don't remember if it was, there were 7 or 8 people continuously turning and running with him for 5K with him, and every 5K they were turning.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm happy if you're saying that atmosphere was also part of the running.
Yeah, I mean, it's, as you say, is of running being like the solitude and all that. I can't think of now any like what people would maybe class as an individual sport that doesn't require a team or won't get a better performance with the help of a team. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like they'll say, like a boxer, there's only one person fighting in it. Yeah, but it's his team that have led him to all the training and all the sparring and all that. Yeah. That you can almost say the same with the running of you working as a team have got him ready to be able to run a marathon in under 2 hours. And then like I'm hearing more people talking about it around the jail when they come into the media unit. Anyway, more people are mentioning it that they want to go to it or to check it out, or have you seen this or heard about this person? Yeah. So
there's a kind of spreading the word.
Yeah, definitely. The word is spreading, for sure.
That's really interesting, and I'm seeing it also in the participation of more people wanting to participate. So
good.
We now have actually of the two groups, we have actually a core group for each of the sessions, and then more people joining and starting to get involved. So this is really an interesting thing. So I don't know if it's also since this is a show that it's about running, but also in a sense it relates to music. So if it is not a good time also to listen to a song, and I would introduce it connecting it to what we were saying about being in a team, running with others, going beyond the individual. And this is an incredible song from Cranberries. It's Ode to My Family, which actually I think it talks to what we are talking about, and it has also a rhythm that really is nice to have into your body, into your legs when you're running. So let's play it. Thank you. this is was ordered to my family from Cranberries, and here is Paolo Maccagno again with running stories, and here we are with Richard at Conair, talking again, back again, in talking a little bit about the running club. So yeah, well, one thing that I wanted to actually share with you, Richard, because after the event that we ran, you know, for 30 minutes together in a team, as you underlined before. Then we had a kind of a little bit of a party here at the media unit, and thanks for welcoming us here.
And
we had a cake, and well, actually, it was a nice time because you know, when you start to you know, being together in a place that is not the running club, is not an activity, but is really where you can just enjoy being together in a sense. Some interesting things come out, and in talking with some of the guys, there was a guy who said, you know, when I will be out, I would really like to do a marathon. So for me, you know, there are, you know, I'm running this project in a sense inside the prison, and as you know, to keep a project going, you need to evaluate it, to have results and all this stuff. It's very difficult to mention as a big result from my point of view, this guy saying that he would like to run a marathon.
Yeah.
Because for me, is from my point of view of a runner, of course, thinking that you want to run a marathon is like having in yourself a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's anything more precious than this. So I don't know if you have, you know, what is your perspective on this, and also if you have other, you know, feedbacks from.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I think everybody should have a dream. I think everybody should have a goal or set themselves a target of what they want to achieve for themselves. And as selfish as that sounds, it truly has to be for yourself. I don't think you should do something just to please others. So for him to say that I want to run a marathon, I hope it is for him, and not to say, he wasn't just saying that to you to say, oh yeah, no, I've liked this and I'd like it because it's something that you'd like to hear, if that makes sense. But yeah, no, I think everybody should have a goal, because I would also like to run a marathon. Is that a goal of mine? No. If I, maybe in a couple of months time, if I get more and more into running, could it be a goal that I'm like, I could maybe achieve this and give myself, if I was to properly focus for a year, get myself into like the 5Ks, the 10Ks, the half marathons, and eventually go up to a full marathon, it could turn into a goal or a dream that I'd like. But at present,
the distinction that you're making is between dream and goal, which is, I think, is interesting.
Yeah, because for me, a dream, what's a nice way to say this? A dream isn't real. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
A dream is something you do subconsciously.
Yeah.
Like you do, you're not even awake when you dream.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you can daydream.
I think also from hearing you speaking, I think what I feel is that there are less expectations in a dream.
Yes. So you don't really let anybody down. You don't really let anybody down in a dream.
That's beautiful, no? Because actually, we set up goals.
Yeah.
And we make a plan towards that goal.
Yeah.
And then if we don't achieve it, then, you know, all the expectations that we had, then we, you know, it's like a failure.
Yeah. But you don't have to tell everybody your goals.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. A goal should be personal.
Yeah, it could be personal.
It could be from losing weight, like I want to lose 2 pounds this week.
Yeah.
Boom, I'm not telling anybody, but then that sense of achievement when you've done it to yourself, you're like, I've done that. Yeah. I've hit my goal for this week.
Yeah.
Or I want to get up every morning at 5 o'clock so I have more time to do something.
Yeah.
Or I want to set a goal of, I want to finish this paperwork or this, do this, read this book.
Yeah.
That can be a daily goal, because I think you should set yourself like mini targets every day.
Yeah. Well, that's a good
you know, even
way
if
of taking care of yourself.
I mean, yeah,
you know, setting up reasonable goals. So
achieve. Well, that's the thing about goals. You've got to make one that's achievable.
Yeah.
Like, if I went and set myself a goal of climbing Mount Everest, am I going to be able to achieve it?
Yeah. Well, maybe
within
maybe.
A time scale. Yeah, I could maybe do it.
You can't say that you can do it in 1 month.
No, exactly. You have to set yourself achievable goals or give yourself an achievable time scale. Yeah. But if I say to myself, within the next 10 years, I'd like to climb Mount Everest, that is achievable.
Yeah.
But again, climbing Mount Everest doesn't really do anything for me. I might as well just go and climb up Ben Hee. You know, it's just, for me, it's a hill and a mountain or whatever you want to call it. But you know what I mean? For me, there's different things that are my goals, but to somebody else, like I say, running a marathon might be their goal or their dream. But for me, it needs to move from a dream to a goal. And I know that may sound bad and harsh, but...
Thanks, Richard, because, before asking you actually to introduce a little bit the song that you would like to listen and to make all of us listen, I would just say a few things here, because what you are talking about, in a sense, looks like we went on a tangent.
Yeah.
We didn't go on a tangent.
No.
Because I think that if we relate this to marathon running in particular, one of the big lessons that a marathoner should know, especially towards the end of the race and the last kilometers, is actually to think to each kilometer or even less, to do achievable goals. Because actually in the last kilometers, it starts to be quite tough. And you think, oh, gosh, this dream is too big. I can't do it.
Start
thinking, okay, there's the water station in 1 kilometer. Okay, let's go there.
Yeah.
And when you're there, you set up a little bit more. So I know it's very, this is something easy, and it's said in many different contexts, in different ways, with different languages, but it's a deep truth that if we all would be able to learn this lesson.
Because your body is capable of so much more than you think it is.
Yeah.
Because I wonder how many marathon runners within the last 5 miles or the last 5K have wanted to quit.
Many.
And done that little thing of, oh, it's 1 more kilometer
there
at this point.
There are data showing exactly what you're saying. So the most people quitting a marathon happens in the last 7 kilometers. Mm-hmm. So exactly from the 35th until the 42 kilometers is where the most people quit running the marathon. And there are many reasons for that, but also, it's a...
So you can run tens of kilometers before...
Yeah.
But you just got in your, like, for me, it's got to be a thing of, to set yourself a little goal of 1 more kilometre and I'm at this, as you say, a water tower, or I'm at this place, I'm at this monument, or I'm at this marker, and then I know it's only 2 more to go.
But I think, from my point of view, to summarise a little bit what we are saying, is that it's important to probably have a dream, have a dream, and then to turn that dream in something that is becoming real,
which
is something achievable,
perfect,
doable, where we don't feel frustrated and continuously failing.
Yeah.
And actually being on the one end, having the ambition, in a sense, a positive ambition of setting up a big dream and then achieving it with a kind of persistent and a constant discipline towards that big dream.
Yeah.
So little goals...
Definitely. Anyway. But sorry, the reason that I picked this song is it just came back into my head. I heard it while I was off on holidays a couple of weeks ago, and it just made me feel really, really happy. It gave me, I don't want to say, it gave me energy. It made me want to get up and move.
Yeah,
it made me want to do
very
something.
Very related to running.
Yeah, it made me just want to go and do something, because it just made me feel like up tempo. It made me feel energized.
That's good.
Basically.
That's good. Sometimes, just to comment on what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I finally feel that energy myself, and I have many things to do maybe in my life, and for work or everything, and I think to myself, what is the best thing that I want to do now? And I think, I want to run.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do anything else,
Yeah.
So good. So what's the name of the song?
It is All Over the World by ELO.
Okay, here we are.
Everybody all around me.
back again here with the running stories, and here with Richard. So, Richard, we were talking about setting up good goals, which are achievable, yeah. and maybe with in the background kind of big dream,
yeah,
like running a marathon or you know, anything that seems to be something that drives your yeah. imagination.
And with what I said before, I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way, that I don't think you shouldn't dream, because I think dreaming is good and healthy, because yeah. it keeps people going. Like, I dream of winning a lottery, and that yeah. keeps me playing every week,
yeah,
if you know what I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Of living that lifestyle of being a lottery winner. But I again, yeah, I think we should then break it down to, or try yeah. and convert it to an achievable target goal.
Yeah, I think both levels that you actually have been so good in highlighting. So this, you know, having a big dream and then also trying to achieve that mm-hmm. dream, going in the direction of the dream, but with the small actions, is probably a very safe, wise way of thinking. Because many people, of course, because we live in a very competitive society, we tend probably to mix the two levels. If we think yeah. through what you were saying, so the dream and the goal, if they are together, and the goal becomes too much to achieve, then it's easy to fail.
Yeah.
And actually, since we compete so much, and that competition is not only with others, but many times it's also with ourselves. So we can even not say to others that mm-hmm. We are trying to achieve a goal, but if we just ourselves know that we have set that goal and we don't achieve it, we fail with ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's many times, many people, myself included, suffer for that.
Yeah.
So I think is a very wise and very we have to take care of ourselves, of how we in a sense nurture a good deep energy of life that we can probably feel in the deepest yeah. of ourselves, and we can direct it in a way that can make us develop, enjoy, celebrate life in a sense.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's the thing for me is you'll have people that will say, "Oh, they're just a dreamer."
Yeah.
They're just a dreamer. He's living in dreamland. But yeah, we might not see the other side of it. Of yeah, he is maybe a dreamer, because he's dreaming of owning the Ferrari the big mansion.
Yeah, yeah.
But slowly underneath, what we're seeing or what they're showing us, they might be they've now got this car. He's working harder to get this car and this car, and he's trading up to one day he will be. So that whole thing of keep your dreams alive and keep dreaming is a true thing to say as well. Yeah. But. Again, this is going to sound weird or wrong maybe in this day and age. I think a lot of people are just so quick and eager to tell other people what their plans are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's if it comes down to self-identity,
yeah.
then of course it's not what we are talking about. Sometimes the two overlaps. I'm not saying that they are totally different. But what we are talking about, I think, is like something that goes almost beyond yourself.
Yeah.
It's not you to have a dream, but the dream take you, catch you, in a sense. If you are caught by the dream, then everything, you know, even a little failure don't mean much. So you're not actually failed. I have in mind, you know, in other fields, scientists or people who discovered incredible things. Mm-hmm. And if you read their stories, many times they tell you that they have failed so many times in their lives before getting to the success, in a sense, of having discovered.
But with every failure, you learn something.
Yeah, but I think we have to learn a way to fail well in our world. So
I think we need to learn how to accept the failure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see it and not always use it or view it as a negative thing.
I didn't expect, I was saying we could talk
for hours and hours and
we started with an idea of talking a little bit about the running club, and here we are speculating about what is dreaming and failing. It's great because actually I think it talks how running actually activates many ideas that actually are expressed in movement. So thank you very much, Richard, for today. It has been really a pleasure. It's not finished. It's an open conversation, and it's always really a pleasure to talk with you. So thanks, everyone, and hope you enjoyed, and hope you tune in next time. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Running Stories. My name is Paolo, and I am a passionate runner. Running marathons transformed my life many years ago. I have discovered that runners have amazing stories to tell. Those stories are healing stories, and stories that help. Running Stories is a radio show broadcasting some of these stories and giving voice to runners from the Run Forever Running Club, which welcomes anyone learning to run, not just the wall of the marathoner, but walls of any kind. These people dream to run forever.